Today is Wednesday, the 12th of August, in the 19th week of Ordinary Time. The choir of Royal Holloway sings One in Christ by George Arthur. When we were still far off, you met us in your Son. As you begin to pray today, notice the work of reconciliation God is doing in your life at the moment. It might be slow, but become aware of Christ's work, even in the small details. Today's reading is from the Gospel of Matthew.
If another member of the church sins against you, go and point out the fault when the two of you are alone. If the member listens to you, you have regained that one. But if you are not listened to, take one or two others along with you, so that every word may be confirmed by the evidence of two or three witnesses. If the member refuses to listen to them, tell it to the church. And if the offender refuses to listen even to the church, let such a one be to you as a Gentile and a tax collector. Truly, I tell you, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Again, truly I tell you, if two of you agree on earth about anything you ask, it will be done for you by my Father in heaven. For where two or three are gathered in my name, I am there among them.
Jesus gives a very practical instruction for what to do when someone has wronged you. Go and point out the fault, but privately, between the two of you alone, not to a third party first, or to everyone but the person concerned. Where do you find it easier to talk about a hurt than to talk to the person who caused it? The passage ends with a promise. Where two or three are gathered in Christ's name, he is there among them. That promise is made not in the context of worship, but in the middle of a passage about conflict and reconciliation. Have you ever recognized only afterwards that Christ was present in a difficult conversation you would rather have avoided? Listen to the reading again, paying attention to how much care Jesus takes over each stage of this process.
If another member of the church sins against you, go and point out the fault when the two of you are alone. If the member listens to you, you have regained that one. But if you are not listened to, take one or two others along with you, so that every word may be confirmed by the evidence of two or three witnesses. If the member refuses to listen to them, tell it to the church. And if the offender refuses to listen even to the church, let such a one be to you as a Gentile and a tax collector. Truly, I tell you, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Again, truly, I tell you, If two of you agree on earth about anything you ask, it will be done for you by my Father in heaven. For where two or three are gathered in my name, I am there among them.
If there is a relationship in your life that needs this kind of honesty, bring it to God now and ask for the courage to begin gently with the person concerned. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be.
World without end.
Amen.